Hello and welcome to this latest Diagonal Walking podcast. I'm Nick Corbell. This is the second podcast in a week, and it's also the second in what I hope will become more of a theme in these podcasts, in as much as its focus will be more on diagonal walkers. In other words, capturing some insights from others who walk with me on this trip and others who I meet along the way. In the last of these podcasts, we heard from Simon, and our conversation took quite a wide focus, driven probably by my opening question, asking him how optimistic he was about the future. On this podcast, I set up the microphone after long and hard days walking with my wife Annette, son Ed, and his partner Lydia. The sun had just set, and we'd enjoyed a barbecue and a couple of beers, and so we were ready to reflect more on the trials and tribulations we'd had in negotiating East Staffordshire's footpaths, but also some of the highlights we'd enjoyed. So, hopefully, this podcast will give a bit more insight into what it actually means to go diagonal walking. Now, the first voice you'll hear, after mine, is Ed's, then Lydia's, and then, shortly afterwards, Annette's. So I hope you enjoy this short insight. Literally, the sun has just set, hasn't it, on our day of diagonal walking. And we're going to talk about our experiences. Who'd like to start?
First full day. Okay, I'll start. It was a lot harder going than I thought it was going to be. I was surprised at how much scrambling there was over the stiles, and
that was largely to do with their poor upkeep, wasn't it?
There was poor upkeep, to say the least. I think
that's the worst we've had, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a barometer for that. I'd say down in Kent where we live, I think it tends to be well maintained and well looked after.
It's so the Garden of England, isn't it?
The Garden of England.
The Garden of England.
It's a well maintained garden. And yeah, I think that was quite, when you said after about an hour of walking that we'd done a mile.
No, I can see that your face fell at that point. Yes, absolutely. and how many did you say we got to do? Mm. Yeah.
I wasn't taking a mickey out of only walking 8 miles.
But it was difficult to get going, wasn't it, because of the beginning today?
Difficult to get going, I think. Hot day, so what, 77 degrees did we hit?
I think it
Fahrenheit.
Was, yeah,
Fahrenheit,
by
yeah.
late in the afternoon.
What's that in
improper
speak?
Improper money.
23, 24,
something
like that. Yeah. Human calculator. I was a particular, not a fan. of the stiles that went nowhere. I mean, you scramble over a stile to be faced with a pile of nettles and brambles.
Yeah, and rotten wood on the stiles.
And then just a field of crops. Mm.
Yes, that was a particular facer to get over a stile, which wasn't a particularly easy stile to get over.
Yeah, exactly.
And then find you've got 4 foot high rapeseed oil in front of you. You think, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, cheers, pal.
Yeah. There was a bit of that, yes. Mm. And sometimes no stile at all.
Yeah. No, or the one that was...
that was broken on the floor.
One broken on the floor, one fenced off by an electric fence.
That was
good.
Oh, that was a good one.
Particularly challenging.
Some were very creaky.
Well, I caught Ed's style surfing.
Thank you very much.
Wobbling and surfing over a stile.
So what was that? Talk us through that.
Well, he was 1 foot either side of the fence on the stile. It was so wobbly.
Mm,
he was having to surf it.
Yeah, and thinking, what about your weight distribution? Are you going to break it or something?
Well, we're all waiting for the crack.
It was pretty much driftwood nailed to a log.
I'm quite disappointed that we didn't have you stack it.
Good money on someone falling off that.
Yeah.
And yet.
No, so we should injuries. Actually be quite pleased with ourselves that we didn't actually fall off a broken stile today.
No. But I mean, burning my knee on a barbecue kind of made up for that.
Yeah, but frankly, you'd have done that anyway.
I'd have done that anyway.
Yeah. So that's not down to diagonal walking.
True.
Yeah.
I particularly like my leap of faith when I had to go from one bench to another bench and they completely missed it and fell down.
From one stile to another stile. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a little gap there and you just completely missed it.
It was so graceful, though.
Yeah, it was. Straight in there, though, blaming the very focals as if that was the issue as opposed to just gammy
just
walking.
Yeah. It reminded me of that bit in the Indiana Jones film.
Oh, yes, the Walk of Fate.
That was exactly what it looked like.
Yes,
actually.
It did. Yeah.
You just reminded me.
And I stepped out with confidence and fell.
Yes. Yes, you were going for Darcy Bustle, I think, but you ended up with Nelly the Elephant.
I think so.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed walking past the DOV girls. With
yes.
The gammy toe.
Did that bring back some memories, did it?
Many memories.
Oh, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, just one mopey one at the back, bringing down everyone's morale as you're trudging through the blazing heat of.
But
the
that war. Was just for the listeners' benefit. We saw the invigilator, didn't we, for the DOV, and she'd been there some time.
Yeah.
And she had trackers on them. Did she have trackers on them?
Yeah.
She seemed to know exactly where they were. She seemed to be saying, but they'd been there for some time.
Yeah. I was expecting them to have collars as we walked past.
Yes, well, it was a bit like that. Yes, so, yeah.
Well, that was about 3 o'clock. She said they set off at 9:40. Showed us on the map.
Yes.
They'd literally covered about 2 miles.
Yeah, if that,
she
yeah.
was speechless in terms of how little they'd done.
But it was a
one
nice
of them
day.
Had got gammy toe.
Yeah, they phoned through, hadn't they? So they phoned them up because they got worried about them. One had a gammy toe.
Gammy toe.
Somebody had gone to dress the gammy toe.
Gammo.
And we saw them, didn't we, within about 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm.
And they were still struggling. Maybe they had the same problem that we had. They were still struggling to get over a stile.
Yeah, because they had big backpacks.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
There was definitely one lagging behind at the back.
There was one lagging behind. It was good the way they had the rain hoods on the backpacks.
Yeah, that's good. Just
seeing
in case.
It was, as you say, whatever it was today. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Well, Lydia said about the backpacks weren't well packed, so the distribution of weight was all over the place.
With the gammy style.
And the gammy style. And the gammy toe.
And the gammy toe. It's a recipe for disaster.
It's
frankly.
Not going well. Really.
I didn't mention this at the time. One of them was wearing jeans. Now,
the biggest
DOV no-no jeans. Now, when I was doing DOV, I'd have been turfed off there and there, told to get home and get some proper.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was in the hiking club at Leeds, someone got turned away from a hike because he was wearing jeans.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
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 It's a ruddy
Same
disgrace.
Same with scouts and guides, wasn't it? Never
wear
out.
Jeans. No. No.
Rule one of DOV.
Get those jeans wet. You're absolutely
You do feel
stymied.
Bad for them. Like, we've come home and we've had a little barbecue and couple of bottles, you know, they had to light up their camp stoves and get some pasta and sauce going.
They did lighten their load. They did leave that bottle of Tizer behind.
That's true.
Whatever it was.
And one crisp.
And
which
one crisp
makes all the difference.
There was much speculation.
Yeah. Crisp.
Could have been a Dorito.
It was.
Could have been a Dorito.
I think prawn cocktail was the best shout.
I think it was a Dorito.
Never prawn cocktail. Smoky bacon.
Controversial. I think we should have kept it for evidence and
put
it in front of the panel.
Yes.
Yes.
So we have had the dodgy styles, we've had the DOV. Any other sort of surprises from today?
Well, it was nice sitting by the stream.
That was
and
nice.
Having our cake, Lydia cake. Jamaican pineapple cake.
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice.
Because it's in the shade or because of the cake?
I know, because the water was gently babbling, other than when Edward was chucking big rocks into
it. He did keep doing that, yeah.
But it was nice. It was shady and it was bubbly and the cake was nice. And we were sitting down.
You said
and
that made a satisfying sound when I threw the rocks in there. Yeah, I think that's quite.
Prop.
Yeah, I think you're throwing me under.
Well,
the
a trick for another podcast, perhaps, is Ed throwing rocks at streams for 30 minutes
sound
or something.
Effect,
could be good.
Guess the diameter of the rock. I think that's it's got some legs on it.
And the depth of the water.
The Great British Stone Off.
Yes, yeah. Oh, very good.
Thank you very much. Sure, yes. Yeah.
Will there be prizes?
No, absolutely not. You'll win a poo stick if you're very lucky.
So I was trying to think of Mary Berry puns, but I wasn't getting any.
Let's not go down.
Well, I just eat more Lydia cake.
Yes.
Fair enough. I enjoyed that. Yeah, it was a long old walk at the end, wasn't it? The last 2 miles.
Last 2 miles, but we had to do yet another detour because we were faced with the rape seed field, weren't we? And that was a hard bit of walking on the roads, wasn't it?
I think that's it. So when you're walking on a field, you're going from field boundary to field boundary, so it feels quite short. Even though you're doing a lot of them, you can see the edge of the field, you can see where you're going.
Making progress.
And then when you've got a road and you're walking, and we kept turning corners expecting to see your car.
Yes.
As I kept going around and going, oh no.
It's here somewhere.
Yeah.
But there was that weird incident, wasn't there? At one point, so the farmer had put down sort of weed killer on the crop.
Mm.
So he created a lovely little diagonal line. You're thinking, oh, at last, somebody who gets it. Walkers might want to walk across fields. And we got to the edge of the field. Brambles. You think
blind style again?
Yeah, blind style, absolutely. Over a stream, you're thinking it was kind of luring us in.
Yeah.
To say, oh, so I'll make them think I know what I'm doing. We'll get there, and you think, oh, thanks for that, pal. Yeah. And after about 7 or 8 miles, you don't need that.
Spent the next hour working out how you could accidentally Well, I weed killer along that, because that's my only explanation, is it accidentally dropped some weed killer along that line.
Yeah, and when he got to the start,
we'll
do that another day.
I've never seen any walkers here. We'll leave it.
What was surprising was we just didn't see, other than the Duke of Edinburgh girls, we didn't see anybody else walking on a day like today, a bank holiday weekend.
And I had that yesterday, actually, as well, which is weird. Yeah. Other than a couple of dog walkers where we had a bit... where we did have a very good Fenton moment, in fact, with this Springer, which Simon, who I was walking with at the time, they have a Springer as well. And this guy had one of those little whistles, like the guy on Sound of Music, you know, when he was getting the kids. And he started blowing his whistle, and Simon said, it's never going to work. And the dog just suddenly bolted for completely opposite direction. And you're thinking, that's miles away. How's he going? Yeah, so that was a real Fenton moment, which would be appropriate, of course, in Stoke-on-Trent.
Other YouTube dogs are available.
Yeah, of course. Oh, bloody hell.
I think we all said today, I think what we've been surprised by, really, I think because we didn't have any expectations, was how lovely the countryside is around here. It's obviously a lovely time to see it. It's all
perfect,
fresh and green and the sun shining, but very, very rural to say that you're... sort of halfway between Manchester and Birmingham.
Some gorgeous farmhouses as well. I'll have that.
And somewhere along the line. And that style of brick. Well, brick with the round windows in them. And then interspersed, you get the sort of more traditional, most Shropshire buildings with white and black timbered.
So is that a Staffordshire thing, do we know, the circular window? It seems to be a theme.
I think the circular window in agricultural buildings is certainly prevalent around this way. Whether it's in, I don't know, Cheshire, Shropshire, the neighbouring counties, I don't know. But it seems to be particularly prevalent here.
It seems to be for a winnowing shed, so it would have been... It would have been letting the air in through the grain so that they could winnow it.
Well, I think, yes, absolutely. But when you see the missing bricks in a diamond pattern, that's for ventilation,
isn't
it?
Also. That would,
It's a podcast that's fun as well as education.
Very, absolutely. Let's hope so.
I think that's what it's for.
Well, don't say that now. You said it was so
Yeah, you've stated it as fact.
And my whole life's predicated on anything with confidence.
Just believe it,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've had the good weather. We've had some good views. I mean, I...
Got some good nettle sticks.
It struck me, you have... certainly here in East Staffordshire, there's a fantastic countryside, as you say. That's a real asset, I think, to the area.
Yeah.
And it did strike me at the time when we were walking today, and it has throughout this walk around, what a real asset we have in the footpath system we have in the UK.
When they're maintained.
Absolutely. The bit that was missing was, look, 2 and 2 equals 4. It's not difficult. Why don't, if you've got the asset, you've got the footpaths, just do the final bit. You know, it just seems crazy to me.
So close yet so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Lydia's point on a walk was interesting, that it's quite close to the Peak District here, obviously. And whether there's kind of something around the County Council not having as much of a vested interest in maintaining it. Because actually the walkers are going half an hour away to the Peak District.
So in the Peak District shadow almost.
National park, isn't it, the Peak District?
Because I think by the sheer volume of unmaintained paths, it's more than just... one or two people not maintaining it properly. It's clearly an issue at a higher level than
the
that.
The demand for the footpaths isn't there necessarily, I don't think.
Exactly. Well, certainly the priority, whoever is putting the priority on it, whether it's the council, whether it's the farmers, it's clearly not there, is it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we had that yesterday as well. So it's not just that we had a particularly bad day. And in fact, we had it, didn't we, you and me, and on Thursday. We had two or three occasions there, you're thinking... what the hell's going on here? You know, there's no signs. They're taking all the signs away, like they're expecting the Germans to invade. It was just ridiculous.
Yes, I thought that was a Dad's Army moment.
Yeah.
Well, even the Duke of Edinburgh Invigilator was saying that they were finding this now, actually.
Good point.
They? That actually this was a route that they've done before, and that it seems to have fallen into disrepair over the last... couple of years, I think she was.
But what she's saying, take photographs of it. Yeah, you think, but if I did that, I wouldn't get anywhere because we take photographs half the day, you know. Yeah. Okay, anything else from today?
I think they were my highlights.
Yes, I think so.
Highlights of the day.
By that point, a chill had descended, so we decided to end it there. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, And if it's inspired you to become a diagonal walker, please feel free to get in touch by email, nick@diagonalwalking.co.uk. Also, please feel free to rate the podcast on iTunes and to visit the website www.diagonalwalking.co.uk to check out other ways you can follow the progress of the walk in real time. For now, thanks for listening and stay tuned. Bye.